The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And, you know, I was just perusing the headlines a little bit, and it's astounding to me how we can take this tragedy that happened with the killing of George Floyd. I don't think there's anybody who watched that video. Well, I shouldn't say there's anybody. I did see one person who kind of defended it, saying, oh, this wouldn't kill a guy. Sorry. The man, George Floyd, was in handcuffs on the floor. Three people on him, one of them on his neck, and another person stopping the crowd from interfering. That was murder, dude. That was straight-up murder. Now, I'm not going to get into what George Floyd had done wrong. I would like to see the missing tape. You know, there's video that they never show. How did he go from having his back against the wall and sitting down to suddenly you got three people on your neck? You know, I mean, that there's some story there that is not being shown, and that's very annoying to me, because when the man is laid out and he's not able to move and they're still standing on his neck, I don't think that people are going to ever sympathize with that. You don't need to hide the truth from the public. You're still going to get people to see that what they did to the man was wrong. And speaking of things that are wrong, I want to play Donald Trump's remarks, because right now in the press, he is getting a lot of flack for things that he said. And, you know, my funnest news source, of course, is Yahoo News. My funnest, fairest news source, and of course, I'm saying that sarcastically. Here's the headline that they ran with one day ago. This is the headline: Trump hopes George Floyd is looking down and thinking jobs report is a great thing. That, I kid you not, that is a headline. And so, you know, I really, even though my ideology is different from those on the left, and I really hate how many of them will shut down the conversation and not listen to you, and I really despise the tactic of, instead of taking what you're saying and, you know, having a debate or an argument or any kind of verbal interplay, they will just pick up their ball and go home. And worse than that, if they just did that, that would be bad enough. But worse is that they smear the person that they're talking to. Watching someone debate nowadays is like just, you know, it's like watching children or watching a married couple, maybe. I mean, it's like they bring up things from the past, things that don't have anything to do with the present argument. Just, you know, they say you're a terrible person, and the liberals will say that, well, I mean, maybe in marriage that happens too, but the liberals are like, you know, you don't care about people. Even other liberals can't argue with liberals, because then it becomes like a smear contest back and forth. It's the craziest thing to watch. Now, we have lost the ability to actually talk to each other. And I completely blame the press for this. Maybe I shouldn't say completely, but I put a lot of blame on them for putting out a headline like this. Now, reading this headline, of course, you can't see it, but reading this headline, we have a couple of interesting things here. First of all, here's the headline again. Trump hopes George Floyd is looking down and thinking jobs report is a great thing. The words "looking down" are in quotes. Trump hopes George Floyd is, quote, looking down, unquote, and thinking jobs report is a, quote, great thing, unquote. Guys, I have seen people take these words and swear up and down that Trump has said this. But if you watch the video included in the story, see, plausible deniability, right? They can say, no, we didn't put out fake news. We put the words that he actually said in quotes, and the other words weren't in quotes. So we only quoted the real stuff. And that, even though they put it out of context, right? It's like the old joke where you take a movie review. This film is the greatest travesty that has ever been visited on man. I would never, ever see another film like this again. And then you, like, alter it to say something like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen, right? You just take out the little words that you don't want to be there and make it say what you want it to say. So this is what they've done, essentially. So I'm going to play you the actual audio. And as I do this, I want you to remember what they wrote in the headline. Trump hopes George Floyd is looking down and thinking jobs report is a great thing. Like, in Trump's brain, George Floyd is looking down on him and going, oh, you did a good job, man, with those jobs. And that he's using George Floyd to, you know, make people think that, hey, guys, George Floyd would have thought that this jobs report is great. So you guys should think like George Floyd. Like Trump is just, you know, has a super two-dimensional thinking here. Okay, so here's his actual quote from the video that's on the story itself.
Equal justice under the law must mean that every American receives equal treatment in every encounter with law enforcement, regardless of race, color, gender, or creed. They have to receive fair treatment from law enforcement. They have to receive it. We all saw what happened last week. We can't let that happen. Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying, there's a great thing that's happening for our country. There's a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality.
So, guys, that video, I didn't have to search for the original video. That is the actual video that is under this headline. Is that not astounding? They know that so people are going to actually click through the video and watch it. As a matter of fact, there's not that many comments on it. So, you really gotta feel bad in a way for the reporter, assuming that the reporter is not a piece of garbage. You gotta feel bad for the poor bastard who is told you must write these slanted headlines. If you're gonna work for us, you know, where I don't know how they tell them. How would you do that? Like, who decides it? Does the head of Yahoo News, and I don't even know who runs it, but do they go, we gotta get Trump out of office here. He's a terrible person. And it's our responsibility. It's the responsibility of the press to shape social thinking, right? To shape the way that the public perceives things. That's our responsibility. Hey, I have seen reporters say that before. Not reporters, but I've seen, like, you know, high up people in news organizations believe that that is their duty. I've also seen reporters say that too. They've tweeted it out and do that and say that stuff in interviews. And they say that if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, and that they really do think that their job isn't to just bring the facts out, but to actually emphasize the facts that they feel matter and to shape the narrative, I guess you could say, right? I mean, when I looked at the actual statistics on you know, in crime, on white cops against, you know, black victims. I don't know if victims is the right word. It depends on what they've done, right? But when you look at the actual statistics, they're not what you probably think they are. And I don't want to get into the whole debate. You know, I feel like sometimes people bring that up for justification, and I don't even want to go in that direction. But what I do want to say is that this division that we have is never going to end as long as you have people that make money from this division. Do you understand that these reporters, they want these clicks, they want these accolades, they want to have jobs with organizations that are going to pay them to do these stories. And, you know, if that person is a good person, I'm saying this wrong, but in my mind, okay, this guy's got to feed his family, he's a good person, and then he's got to write this super slanted headline, and he's got to feel slimy doing it. But I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this person just hates Trump so much that he figures, even though what I'm doing is I'm slanting the story, I'm slanting the headline, it's worth it because it's my little contribution to help get him out of office. I don't know. I don't know what goes through the heads of these people. But if I watch a video where the man on the video says that equal treatment under the law means that people of every color and race and, you know, that they all get treated equally, it has to happen. And then he says, we all know what happened last week, talking about the murder. We all saw it, he says. We all saw it. Directly referencing it as a wrong and then saying that we can't let that happen. I mean, it's very obvious that he is saying things that are helpful. He's calling out a wrong as a wrong. Why would you smear the man after doing that? Look, even if you hated him, okay, even if you didn't like him, when he does something right, wouldn't you want to point that out so he keeps on doing it? I don't know. Maybe these reporters have the same mindset that they do about war. Remember, was it Brian Jennings talking about the beautiful bombs going off in the sky as they launch? And he quoted a poet. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Remember when Wolf Blitzer was interviewing, I think he was interviewing Rand Paul. And Rand Paul said something along the lines of that we have to stop kowtowing to the military-industrial complex. And then Wolf Blitzer started defending the military-industrial complex, saying, but then wouldn't we lose a lot of jobs? In other words, wouldn't it be better to, you know, keep committing these endless wars so that we can keep jobs here? It's better to kill people than to lose jobs in the military bomb building sector, I guess. Crazy, man. So same thing here. I mean, they love having Trump in office. And this has been pointed out also. I've seen this on air. Somebody was like, I think you say you hate Trump, but I think you love him, right? Because you are always covering him. I don't think that's completely true. I think most of these reporters really do despise Trump. And I think that maybe they figured that the more coverage Trump got, especially when it was negative coverage, the worse that he would look. But, you know, it ended up kind of being free publicity. Because these races, they're like popularity contests, right? And is there anyone right now who is less top of mind than Joe Biden? I mean, he truly is running a campaign from his basement. It's so great. Now, I just played the video of what Donald Trump said. Equal treatment under the law means all Americans, you know, no matter what your color, race, you get treated equally. You saw what happened, all that whole thing, right? You just heard me play that. Here's Joe Biden's statement about what Trump said. Joe Biden said, this is also from, you know, Yahoo News, the bastion of quality reporting. Joe Biden, former vice president and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, said it was despicable that President Donald Trump would suggest that George Floyd is, quote, looking down and thinking that lower unemployment numbers would be a, quote, a great thing for the country, unquote. Now, why would Joe Biden quote the headline rather than what Trump actually said in the video. Trump did not conflate George Floyd looking down with employment numbers. He didn't do that. You heard the video that I just played. Those are two separate topics. Why do they act like Donald Trump said that George Floyd would look down and enjoy the unemployment numbers? These people are really garbage. How do you do this and not in your heart feel a guilt of some kind? And I don't care what side you're on. Look, back when Obama was running and idiot John McCain was out there saying, oh, we can't elect a guy that pals around with terrorists, acting as if Obama is just like hanging out, you know, with Al-Qaeda and stuff. Now, I mean, you can make an argument one way or the other, but back then, nothing had come out about, you know, any deals or anything that Obama was doing. And so the statement was just ridiculous. I remember when he made the remark about lipstick on a pig. Obama said, John McCain's economic policies are just like putting lipstick on a pig. And everybody, especially Fox News back then, which I don't think was very good, back then accused Obama of referencing Sarah Palin with that remark when it had nothing to do with it. Now, they were also conflating things because a couple of weeks before that, Sarah Palin said that I'm a hockey mom, I'm a bulldog with lipstick or something like that. But Obama wasn't talking about that. He was talking about John McCain's economic plan. And if you had watched the video, it would be painfully obvious that Sarah Palin was not even in that conversation, in his line of thinking at all with that. They did the same thing to Obama with his 57 states. And look, I'm sorry if you hate Obama and you take everything that he says out of context, but you can't do that to people because it destroys your credibility. And have Joe Biden come out now and claim that Donald Trump said things that he did not say is beyond frustrating, because you have so many people who believe it. And it's such a disingenuous thing to do. And is it Joe Biden's fault? I actually don't know if it is or not. It might just be that he just glanced at the headline or somebody said it to him. And he was like, did he really say that? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, oh, Trump's a really bad dude. So I don't know if Joe Biden knows the truth and he's BSing everybody. But either way, it is really a crummy thing for the press to take those words out of context. And Joe Biden, if he saw something so outrageous, wouldn't you go, you know what? I'm running a presidential campaign here. I got to make sure that I know what I'm talking about. I want to see that original video. I want to make sure that Trump actually said something before I go out there and say I despise what he said. Because now what Joe Biden has essentially done, if you were to twist words a little bit, is that Joe Biden has said that he despised Trump's reference to George Floyd. Well, Trump's reference to George Floyd was that a horrible thing happened to him and that we can't let that happen. So is Joe Biden, if you wanted to be not dogmatic, what's the word? If you wanted to, when you slant demagoguery, right? If you wanted to be a demagogue, you could say that Joe Biden is demeaning the memory of George Floyd, right? But I hope that is not something that anybody would do. Hopefully they'll just do what I'm saying here and they'll say, I know Joe Biden said this and I know he's quoting a headline, but the headline was wrong. What's crazy is that if you look at the headline, and if you read the story, the video is there. That video I played for you came from that headline. It came from the story. I should say that headline was written for. All you have to do is just click through and watch it instead of going straight to posting a comment so that you look like a jackass for speaking about something of which not only do you not understand, but that you could have understood if you just made one extra action with the mouse or with your finger if you're on the phone, right? You are one click away from not being ignorant. So, you know, I think that when you say the press is the enemy of the people, I think that's also, you know, hyperbolic. But man, you can make an argument, can't you? The division in this country is so strong. And I put that right at the feet of the press. Right at their feet. All right, now before we go, I got another headline for you. Same story. Oh, this is so disgusting. Same story. This is from, also this is from Yahoo News, but this one is through CBS News. Here's the headline. It's amazing. Trump says, quote, "It's a great day," unquote, "for George Floyd and inequality." Inequality, they write. These people are really trash. I can't believe they get away with this. And so many people are so stupid that they believe this. I mean, look, guys, we've got access to the internet. It's not tough to look at the original quote. It's not tough to look at the original story. Hell, that other one actually included it in the story. Okay, so here's what this lady says. I'm gonna turn this over to CBS News. This is their opening. Unbelievable.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tanya Rivero joining you from my home studio. Thank you for being with us. President Trump says May's jobs report, which showed lower than expected unemployment, is the first step in the country's comeback from the coronavirus crisis. The president signed an extension of the Paycheck Protection Program Friday. During the ceremony, he said the jobs report was, quote, "the greatest thing that can happen for race relations." He also appeared to suggest George Floyd, whose killing by Minneapolis police officers sparked nationwide protests, would be celebrating the announcement.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality. It's really what our Constitution requires, and it's what our country is all about.
Both the White House and Trump campaign quickly attempted to clarify those comments. They insisted the president was speaking about the fight for equal justice, but it drew sharp criticism from his likely opponent this fall, Joe Biden.
So do you hear how they framed that? Yeah? Are you mad? I'm mad. You should be mad. They're fooling everybody. They're making everybody angry at each other. They're terrible. They're terrible people to do this. I mean, man, what can you do about it, right? There are these powerful institutions, and they're propped up by other powerful institutions. On Yahoo News, if you go on there, you see this headline, and you're outraged. CBS News, CBS, the once great, you know, reporting institution, gives us this fake news. And if you say that it's fake news, they'll say, well, no, he really did say that. Well, if you take every quote he says out of context, and then they make it sound like his campaign or whatever is scrambling to put a Band-Aid over it, when they're the ones that took everything out of context and lied about it. Guys, share the truth and let people know. Please do not argue with people. Just tell them to watch the damn video and decide for themselves what Trump was really talking about. Infuriating. But, I mean, people can't be that stupid, can they? Everyone kind of makes fun of the new generation and stuff, but they have access to technology. They're able to look at the original source. Hopefully, people will think for themselves and make the right decision in November. And I'm not even that big. Biden clinched the nomination, right? Good for him, finally. But everybody else dropped out, and he finally